Let's go to Rosemary. She's calling us from New Jersey this morning. Hey, Rosemary, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Donna. Yeah, I just saw you Saturday, and I just want to say, you know, a dynamite day it was, and that anybody who has not heard you in person, please, I encourage them to get their little feet there, wherever they may be, because it truly was a life-changing day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Rosemary, thank you so much. I remember you. We chatted quite a bit, and we had an opportunity to talk again at the book table there. And I'm just so glad that the Lord blessed you through the day. I was happy to be with all of you beautiful ladies there at St. Magdalene de Pazzi Catholic Church, located there in Flemington,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
Right. That's right.
And it was the Sisters of
Sisters
of Jesus, Our Hope.
Jesus.
Yes, Sisters of Jesus, Our Hope, who sponsored the event along with Jenny Stambro, one of our women of grace who helped the sisters to put this event on. And I got to tell you, it was a beautiful day, absolutely.
It was. The friends who were with me were just, oh, Rosemary, thank you for encouraging us to come.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I have a scripture to share with you and your listening audience that the Lord had just given me, like, I don't know, maybe a week before I saw you, was 1 Corinthians 10:13-14,
mm-hmm.
where it talks about no temptation has been given to you that is not common to man,
mm-hmm.
and that God is faithful, and He will, in the presence of that temptation, He will give you the grace for the escape to get through the temptation.
Yes.
Okay, and then 14, that was really the clinker for me. Therefore, my beloved, turn away from your idols. And I said, idols? What idols are you talking about? And I was with somebody at that time, and I said, you know, there was confusion. So I said, we need the scripture, and that's the scripture that I went to. And I said, what idols are you talking about, Lord? And we were just quiet. And maybe a minute or two, and up in my spirit came, a cruel remark that was said to me by my mother. And it was like, oh, where did that ever come from? But then I realized that I'm taking my life experiences and believing them and not God's word.
Isn't that interesting? Rosemary, what a tremendous insight.
Oh, Lord. So I can believe in God's word now. I mean, I didn't realize I wasn't, because I always had my scripture.
You know how beautiful, I mean, that is just an indication of the beauty and majesty of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he through his own tutelage, through the tutelage of the Holy Spirit, is revealing to you, you know, a great truth that I think that we can all grow from and learn from, that when he speaks of idols, you know, we naturally think of the things that we commonly put in the place of God, you know, money, you know, human respect, you know, our security, these kinds of things. But what he was showing you in that moment is oftentimes we place more value in the experiences that we have had and in the words that we have heard from others, than we do in God's word for us.
That's right.
Then we put those in the place of God, and we act out of those. That's a great insight, Rosemary. That is a tremendous insight.
That was part of your talk, you know, about how we get we become glued to whatever wound we have. You know, we identify with the wound.
Right. Yeah, And just to share that with our listeners, in one of the talks that I gave this weekend had to do with healing, and I talked about the wounds of the heart, and I talked about the fact that the wounds of the heart, you know, can hold us in bondage, and one of the ways in which the wound of the heart can hold us, and these are the two effects that can really hold us in bondage. One, and this is what you're speaking of here, Rosemary, one is that we begin to identify ourselves by the wound. In other words, if we were an abused child, physically, spiritually abused, sexually abused, we see ourselves through that lens. And so we become that wound, if you will. We become that sin that was committed against us, and everything,
yes.
that the way in which we see the world is that
mm-hmm.
way. And
that's
then
right.
secondly, another way is we act out of the wound. And that's what I was referring to a little bit here with regard to forgiveness and the need to forgive. We act out of the wound. We find that, you know, we don't trust people. Let's
mm-hmm.
take sexual abuse. We see ourselves as a victim. We identify
yeah.
ourselves that way. And then
right.
because we see ourselves that way, we begin to act out of that. And so we see everybody as a potential perpetrator, not maybe to our person, but maybe to our psyche, to our emotions. We're going to get hurt again. I can't
mm-hmm.
trust. I'm suspicious of you. And we govern ourselves that way throughout our lives based on that wound.
Right.
And therefore, it holds us in bondage. So the way out of that wound is to forgive. The way out of that wound is to exonerate the person, realizing that in that moment they couldn't have known God could, because how could they commit something so atrocious against us if they truly knew God in that moment? Therefore, they deserve
right.
our compassion. So, yeah, well, good, Rosemary. That makes
yes.
me so happy for you today.
Yes, I was really so, we were all left Jews feeling very quietly bubbly.
Like, well,
you know,
I am.
I know one of them came in very, very depressed. And she said, I just can't get over this bubbliness that I have. I said, I'm
yeah.
so happy for you.
Well, you know, I don't take credit for that. That's the Holy Spirit working in her. And
yes.
that's how much God loves her and how much God loves each and every one of us. And this is what he
mm-hmm.
wants to do in his children. So I want to thank you for availing yourself
of the
opportunity.
Can I just say one more thing, Jeanette?
You sure can.
The word that I had been praying was that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've been praying that for, I don't know, 5 months or so. And I was in the doctor's office when all this came about, and I said, there's confusion here. We need to have the scriptures. Could you pull the scriptures out? And that's when I read that 1 Corinthians 10. So after I got that and I got the idea about the idols, you know, that my life experiences, I'm believing more than God's word. I said, oh. And then I said, well, now I can really believe I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's so different. It's just so different.
Isn't that amazing?
You. Yes, yes. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jeanette.
Oh, no, thank our Lord. And Rosemary, you know what?
Yes.
This is a prime example of what I mean, that when we forgive, you know,
mm-hmm.
as you act upon that movement of your heart to forgive your mother for the comment that she made, right away you feel the freedom and the wonders of God, the marvels of God
yes.
begin to flow within your heart, and you're experiencing that because you now know that you are fearfully and wonderfully
yes.
made, right?
Amen,
and hallelujah to our Lord.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Rosemary,
okay.
and I think that you've given us all a lesson. You've taught us something here, and we all need to ponder that
yes.
you know, we can make the sins of others against us our idol, and that
right.
prevents us from receiving
and not even knowing it.
Without even knowing it. So
right.
ask yourself that question, my friends, today. Is
yes.
it possible that I have been in a similar situation as Rosemary, and Lord, what would you have me do about it today? Thank you. You have blessed me abundantly, Rosemary.
Okay, thank you. God bless, Jeanette.
God bless you. Bye-bye now.